The Wild Hog Problem Slowing Down. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
We're seeing a turnaround in this problem that we've had with wild hogs, and so much so that we're eliminating small pockets of hogs in some counties. We believe that we've eliminated them from three Tennessee counties, and as many as 15 counties have seen the end of small pockets in their areas.
Chuck Yost, the state's wild hog coordinator with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, says the Wild Hog Eradication Action Team, or WEAT program, that was formed earlier this year, is making a difference in stopping what was becoming a very serious issue for farm and rural landowners across the state.
And then once we're finished with the small pockets, we're going to focus on the traditional areas that have higher densities. And through our partnership, we should be able to continue to focus on that over time. Now, eradication is a lofty goal, and it's going to take a long time to do this. But the fact that Tennessee has turned this around through the work of this partnership is unbelievable and is getting tons of attention from across the country.
And nationwide, it's estimated that wild hog damage is about $1.5 billion every year, and they're now reported in 38 states. And Yo says in 1998, wild hogs were only present in 15 Tennessee counties. This year, they were documented in 80 counties. And now with the WEAT partnership that's brought together government agencies, wildlife, the ag community, and conservation groups, other states are interested in the success here in Tennessee.
I feel like we're on new ground here and better ground, and it's become the envy of the nation. And I'm contacted constantly from people in other states that are dealing with wild hogs, and they want to know, how did we get done what we're doing in Tennessee, because they're so impressed with this partnership.
There's also now available new funding from USDA to help eradicate wild hogs. And for more information, you can contact the TWRA. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.